Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
In the headlines this evening, pressure easing on St Mary's Hospital. No plans to change drug policy, says Cameron.
At the moment, it's been run by criminals. It's been pushed under the table. So is that a better scenario than actually legally regulating and taking some control of it?
And Isle of Wight College holds careers fair.
But there's so many different paths you can take, and it's just been really helpful for what I want to do and things.
These stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight Tonight with John Weeks.
Good evening and welcome to the Isle of Wight Tonight. Pressure on the island's health system is easing, according to the island's NHS Trust. Earlier this week, a number of routine operations had to be cancelled at St Mary's Hospital due to a high number of very poorly patients. The Trust says it's still busy and it's asking people to seek healthcare advice via GPs or the 111 service where possible. An emotional plea has been made for an island woman who went missing this week to come home. Mary Phillips from Ventnor was last seen approaching a bus stop in Upper Ventnor on Tuesday. Mary is 4'9" tall with a dark complexion and had a small hand case with her. Her husband Damien is calling for her to come home.
I know, I feel confident that she's okay, but of course it doesn't help if you don't know where she is. And I just have this fear that if she's in London, she'll just disappear into the system and I'll never know.
Anyone with information should contact police on 101.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
A government report found tough drug laws don't necessarily bring down usage. Matt Steele reports.
I would rather have Martha Steele here getting high than dead.
Anne-Marie Coburn says the war on drugs killed her daughter because the government should have concentrated on education. The 15-year-old took an accidental overdose. Today's report says around the world, tougher drugs laws don't necessarily mean a fall in levels of use.
The law didn't come into it. That's the last thing on my mind.
That's Matt, a recovering addict. Conservatives like Community Secretary Eric Pickles have ruled out policy changes, though.
The number of people that are consuming illegal drugs is on the decline.
But the Lib Dems want to see reforms.
NHS workers in England are to take strike action next month in a row over pay. Nurses, midwives, porters and radiographers will walk out for 4 hours on November the 24th. The action is being taken as part of their ongoing row with the government about a 1% pay rise for all NHS staff. Unions claim the commitment of health workers is now at breaking point. At least two people have been killed after a small plane crashed into a building at an airport in Kansas. The aircraft apparently lost power shortly after takeoff from Wichita. Four people are in hospital and a number of others remain unaccounted for.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
A total lack of common sense. That's from Knighton resident John Mortimer, who says Island Road's decision to close two main roads out of Chale at the same time is totally inexcusable. He says the closures of Blythe Chute and Black Gang Roads alongside Appleford Road in Chale means people travelling in the direction of Ventnor are forced into a 13-mile diversion.
At the moment, anyone going from Freshwater to Ventnor, at the point where they get up the military road at Chale, they're going to have to go to Chillerton to carry on their journey in either direction. So it seems unnecessary, and they could be doing it in a much less aggravating manner, to be honest.
Island Road says both roads need significant work to ensure they're safe, and the closures are overnight to minimise disruption. The diversions will end tonight. Island Road says the benefits will outweigh the inconvenience caused. A nurse in America who's tested negative for Ebola after helping to treat patients with the virus in West Africa has defied authorities in Maine by leaving her home. Officials had been trying to keep Casey Hickox in quarantine for the full 21-day incubation period for the disease. Police officers followed her as she went for a bike ride with her boyfriend. She spoke to reporters afterwards.
There's no legal action against me, so I'm free to go on a bike ride in my hometown.
What is the status of the court order, Casey?
I don't know. When you find out, you tell me.
How does it feel to be out on the road?
It feels amazing.
It's 5:35.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Apple boss Tim Cook has come out as gay, writing in a magazine that he hopes to inspire others who are struggling to come to terms with their sexuality. The tech giant chief executive admits he's sacrificing some of his privacy by doing so, but he says being gay has given him the skin of a rhinoceros and called his sexuality the greatest gift God's given him. Campaigner Suki Sandhu says it's a big development.
I read his statement and it gave me tingles, because I feel like my life purpose is to encourage leaders to come out. So reading what he said and is incredibly inspiring. So I hope that it encourages other leaders who might be in the closet right now to come out and be visible.
In more local news this evening, members of the Isle of Wight Council's Scrutiny Committee last night voted 5-1 for a recommendation not to join the SmileGov project. Councillor Louisa Hillard had been speaking with representatives from the group. It's an organisation made up of European islands, which aims to share information and resources to improve sustainability. However, the decision to join the initiative was called in by members last month on the basis that insufficient evidence had been provided to identify the benefits of taking part in the project. Sports news: Andy Murray has qualified for the ATP World Tour Finals tennis. The British number one is now guaranteed a place at the season-ending event in London next month after reaching the quarterfinals of the Paris Masters. He's passed third-round opponent Grigor Dimitrov in straight sets 6-3, 6-3. Murray spoke to Sky Sports News afterwards.
In London, they put on a great event there, packed house every day you play. So, yeah, it's a fun way to finish the year, and I'm happy to have qualified.
Andy Murray speaking after qualifying for the ATP World Tour Finals.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
And island students have been learning about what paths to take into work when they finish school. Your Future event has been held at the Isle of Wight College today, and a variety of employers, universities and businesses were there. Companies from GKN to Rapa Nui were at the college to give information on apprenticeships and ways into work. Molly was there this morning and she said the events helped her work out what to do to get into her chosen career.
I've learned a lot more about what opportunities you can get, and I've got like loads of information about things, and like you can do so much more than I thought with things. Like there's so many different like paths you can take, and it's just been really helpful for like what I want to do and things, yeah.
On our news pages online, find out about the progress made on the Cowes Breakwater and read about the healthy eating promotion at Ride Academy. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight tonight. I'm John Wakes.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.